Shatzi as Hashem Yisbarach, towards the bottom of Daf Kuf Dalid Amid Beis, with the new Perek Harei Olayasar. Chazal tell us, Ein Simcha Ke'ataras HaSfeks. There is no greater joy than the Atar of a Safek. When a person is in a matzav of Safek, and he doesn't know where he stands, that is perhaps the most frustrating situation we can endure in this world. If we know what we have to do, then half the problem is solved. When a person makes a Kabbalah, then he has to be mekayim that Kabbalah. If a person is not sure what his Kabbalah is, then there's a problem, because he has to be mekayim that Kabbalah. But how are you mekayim it if you don't know what it is? So he has to do enough things. He has to cover a wide enough range to make sure that somewhere in what he's doing, he was mekayim his Kabbalah. Let's be honest. The proper amount of flour to bring in a karban mincha is an asarin of seiros. Memela, if somebody says, Harei alai isarin, I take it upon myself to bring in a sarin, yad yachad, he brings one. Here he knows what he has to do. Esrainim, if he says he takes it upon himself to bring esrainim, lashon rabim, yad yishnayim, he should bring two. Still, no major problems. However, if he says, pirashti, I specified an amount, I made a kabbalah, and I specified an amount of esrainim that I am going to bring, but the ani yadeh ma pirashti, I don't remember what that amount was. So Yavi Shishim Isarin, he has to bring the maximum amount, which would be 60 Isarinis. What happens L'maisa if he specified an amount less than 60? So Rashi explains that's not a problem, because he makes a condition, he makes a Tanai. Whatever is supposed to be for my neder should be for my neder, and whatever is extra should be in a dava. We cannot say he was mekabel upon himself more than 60, because the maximum amount for a minchas yachid is 60 Isarinis. Zakta Mishnah Vayta. Harei alai mincha. Somebody says he was mekabel upon himself to bring a karban mincha, but he does not specify which one of the five different variations of mincha he is supposed to bring. The halacha is, yavi yezer shiyetze. He can bring any one of the five that are mefurish b'Torah that he wants to. Incidentally, those five are the mincha seilus, mincha flour, mincha mafei tanir of chalais, the minchas mafei tanir that come as rikikim, not as chalais, minchas machvas, and minchas marcheshes. Any one of these five can come via Nadava, therefore he has a choice of any of those five, being that all he said was he would bring a mincha. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Yavi Minchas HaSailas. If he just said, Rei Alei Minchas Tam, he has to bring the Minchas Silas. Shehi Miyuchedes Sheb Minachis. And in the Gemara, we're going to explain what is so special about the Minchas Silas. Dr. Mishnah Vayit. If he says he takes it upon himself to bring a mincha, or min ha-mincha, a kind of mincha, yavi yachas, so he brings any one. If he says he takes it upon himself to bring minachais, plural, or min ha-minachais, types of minachais, yavi shtayim, he has to bring two. But now is where the real problems start. Hey Rashti, he said that he specified what kind of a mincha he wants to bring. The any yadeh mat Rashti, but I don't know what I specified. In this case, Yavi Chemesh, then he has to bring all five. And again, the five kinds of menachos are Minchas Seilas, Minchas Machvas, made in a Machvas, Minchas Macheshes, made in a Macheshes, Minchas Mafei Tanir, and there are two kinds of Minchas Mafei Tanir, two kinds of Mincha baked in an oven, in the form of Chalais and in the form of Rikikim. Now, it's important to remember that, as we'll see later on, that there are two kinds of Minchas Mafei Tanir, in the form of Chalais and in the form of sort of crackers. Zakta Mishnah Vayta. Pirashti mincha shel esrainim, I specified a mincha of esrainim, but v'yena yadeh ma pirashti. I just don't quite remember how many esrainim. Now, this is different than the case we had at the beginning of the Mishnah, because here he says, I specified to bring these esrainim bedavke in one keli. And we'll soon see how that one keli is in his lashon over here. But akoparim, the Tanakhama says, as we said previously, not much of a problem. Yavi mincha shel shishim isarin. He should bring one keli with 60 esrainis in it, and he should make that previously mentioned condition. If he said any number less than 60, whatever is in this keli, more than 60 should be in a dava. Rebbe says it's not quite that simple. If he hadn't specified one keli, that would be one thing. But once he says the lashon, I take upon myself to bring a mincha of esrainim, that means one mincha of esrainim in one keli. Now, once he gave a number, an amount of esrainim to a keli, anything more would passel it. Because Rebbe holds that once you akiveya a certain amount to a keli, you can't change it. Memela, what is he to do over here? Somehow he has to be mekayim what he promised, but he doesn't know what he promised. He can't bring any more, it would be passel, and if he brings any less, it's passel. Therefore, Rabbi Yoimi Rabbi says the only solution is Yavi Menachis Shal Esroinim Me Echad V'Yachishim. He has to bring 60 Menachis over here, from 1 through 60. One Mincha with 1 Esroin, another Mincha with 2 Esroinis, another Mincha with 3, until 60. This way he has every possible combination, and only if you have a range like this can we be sure that somewhere in here is what he promised. Zakta Gemar. The first halach of the Mishnah was, Hadei Alay Asari, if a man says, I take upon myself to bring an Asari, so he has to bring an Asari. Zakta Gemara Pshita. Isn't it obvious? That's what he said. And for the Gemara, Yavi Shtayim Etzrichalei, it's the next case, that's the Chiddush, where he says, Asari Nice, if I take it upon myself to bring plural Asari Nice, in that case, he has to bring two. Frekta Gemara, Hanami Pshita. That's also a Pshita. Miut Esroin is Shtayim. We know the minimum of plural is two. So if you said Esroin is, it means two. And for the Gemara, this is the Gers over here on the side of the Gemara, and as the other Rechayim explain, Pirashti Yitzrichalei and Hanami. The Mishnah is just being uniform. The Mishnah is going with the flow. So we start with the obvious, and then we go to what is not so obvious. And what is not so obvious is what the halacha is when he specifies an amount. Pirashti, he says, I specified an amount of the Esroinis I want to bring, but v'eini yedea ma pirashti. I don't remember what that amount was. So the halacha is Yavi Shishan Masarin, he brings 60 Esroinis. Frekta Gemara Man Tana, who is this Tana? Amar Chizkia, apparently it is the Loi Karebi, not according to Rabbi. We mentioned previously that the Rabbi said that if you promise one carbon, you cannot bring something bigger or something larger and say that the little one is inclusive in the big one. The E Rebbe, for according to Rabbi Wamer, he said, you can't just bring 60 Esroinis. You have to bring 60 different Menachis, ranging from 1 Esroin to 60 Esroinis. Yavi Menachis shel Esroinis mi echad v'yad shishim. One Mincha with 1 Esroin, another Mincha with 2 Esroinis, until 60. And if our Tana just says, plain 60 Esroinis, apparently this is not like Rebbe. This Tana is of the opinion that even if he promised less, so he makes a condition and says, whatever is more is in a dava, but he's still Mekayim his original ned. But Rabbi Yochanan says, a Philotema Rebbe, this part of the Mishnah could work out even according to Rebbe. Why? Because the Yoimer, he says, Pirashti Esroinis. I specified an amount of Esroinis, Avaloi Kavasim Bekeli. I know for a fact I was not Kaveya them in a Keli. In other words, I didn't determine how many Kalim I'm going to bring. Whatever amount it was, I didn't mean to bring it in one Keli. I meant to bring it in any amount of Kalim. So over here, there's no problem. All he has to do is the Maisi Shitin Esroinis, the Shitin Mani. He brings 60 different Esroinis in 60 different Kalim. Even though there's only one Esroin to a Kali, as long as he has from 1 through 60 and somewhere over here is the amount, so he is Vadei Mekayim is Neder. Zakti Gemara Vayit. In the Mishnah we learned, Harei Alay Mincha. I take it upon myself to bring a Mincha, but he doesn't specify what kind of the Mincha, so he still has the choice. Yavi Eze Sheyetze, he can bring any one of the five that he wants. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda told us that he has to bedavka bring the Minchas Soiles, and he referred to it as the Miyuchedes Shebe Menachis. Why does the Minchas Soiles stand out more than any of the other Menachis? Tana, the Tana learns highly Pasuk by Yakasif Tchil. When the Pasuk first starts, the concept of the Minchas Nedava, the person being Menadiv a Mincha, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, U'nefesh Kisak of Karban Mincha Lashem, Silas ye karbanai. So the Pasuk first discusses the Mincha Silas, then the other kinds of Minchais, and that is why Silas is the Miyuchedes Shebe Menachis. The problem is, says the Gemara, that if that would be the case, if it's as simple as that, that means whenever the Torah gives us several categories, the first is the choice. And if somebody doesn't specify, he should go after the first. So Elamiyata, if somebody says, Hadeyalai Oila, I take it upon myself to bring a carbon Oila, but he doesn't say what kind of an animal he's going to bring. Yavi ben Baka. He has to bedavka bring Baka, he has to bedavka bring a bull, because that is the first that Taya discusses. V'shachad is ben ha-baka lefnei Hashem. Hayali pasach bayakasif tchila. Going out to the top of Kofheim and out. Furthermore, if somebody said, I take it upon myself to bring an oila, and he is somewhat specific, min hatzayin, he says, from the flock. Now here the Taya breaks this into two categories. The Taya says, v'yamin hatzayin karbonai, min hakfasimai minu izim. He has a choice between sheep or goats. Based on what we're saying now, if he said plain that I want an oila min atzayin, yavi keves, he has to bring a keves. Highly pasuk by a kasef tchila, because the pasuk says min akfasim, ay min aizim, kasim first. And if he didn't specify, you're telling me now you always have to go with the first thing that Torah writes about. For that matter, Suppose, he said, he takes it upon himself to bring an oila min ha'if. Now, the Torah gives us two choices, tayrim, pigeons, or das. However, if he just said, I take it upon myself to bring an oila min ha'if, yavi tayrim. According to what you're saying now, just like by mincha, you have to dafka bring silas. If you don't specify, you have to bring the first thing mentioned. So if you don't specify, you would have to bring the first birds mentioned, tayrim. Highly possible by a kasef tchila, being that the Torah does mention tayrim first. Now, l'cha'ayla, let's say, maybe that's the case. If somebody says ayla stam, he has to bring min habakar. If he says min atzayin, he has to bring a keves. And if he says min ha'ayf, he has to bring tayrim. Me'echa teisa that that is not the case. Zakta Gemara, I'll show you that's not the case. Allah mitnan, why did we learn in a Mishnah, harei alai ayla, that if somebody says plain harei alai ayla without specifying anything, instead of him bringing the ben baka, which is the first category mentioned in the Torah, the halach is yavi keves. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah argues. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah aimer tayre ben yaina. If he says harei alai ayla plain, he brings either the pigeon or the dove, but not the ben baka. Now, if indeed the reason that Rabbi Yehuda says harei alai mincha stam means that he has to bring a mincha silas because mincha silas is the first mentioned, then Rabbi Yehuda should have said the same over there by the ayla. If he says harei alai ayla stam, he has to bring the first category mentioned, which is from bakar. And v'loy palag Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda does not argue over there. It seems Rabbi Yehuda agrees to either the sheets of the Kavis, or the Tyre, or Ben Yaina, and none of them are the first mentioned. So there must be some other reason that Rabbi Yehuda says over here by us, in the case of a Re'alai Mincha, that he should bring the Mincha Silas. Mincha Silas must stand out in some other way, being that he calls it the Miyuchedes Shebe Menachis, Elamai Miyuchedes Shebe Menachis, and for the Gemara, the Leslei Shem Levi, it has no surname. When the Pasuk refers to Minchas Machmas, the Pasuk calls it a Minchas Machmas. When the Pasuk refers to Minchas Mafei Taner, baked in the oven, the Pasuk calls it just that, a Minchas Mafei Taner. In regard to the Minchas Silas, however, the Pasuk refers to it as Mincha Plain. Unevesh Kisakiv Karben Mincha Lashem. Silas, it should be brought with Silas, but it's referred to as just the Mincha. Menel, if the Pasuk refers to the Mincha Stam as the Mincha Silas, if a person says Re'alei Minchas Stam, therefore it should mean Minchas Silas. Frekti Gemara, but we didn't just make up this other tam of Hayali Pasuch Bayakasif Tchila. The Atana, we learned at Beferish, Hayali Pasuch Bayakasif Tchila Kamar, that's the reason that Yehuda says Minchas Silas, because it's the first. So we still have to understand what that tam means. What did the Tana mean with that tam? Because it's first? In regard to Ayla, Rabbi Yehuda does not require what is listed first. And so the Gemara Hachikam, and this is Pshat. Ezu mincha miyuchedes shebe menachis, the less like Shem Levi. That Tan is telling me, which is the mincha miyuchedes shebe menachis, which is the mincha that stands out amongst the other menachis, being that it has no other name but it's referred to as mincha plain, zu shepasach peyakasif chila, it is the one that the pasuk starts with, and that is the silas. Fine, so you've somehow worked our Tam of the Leslei Shem Levi into the words of this Tana. But what is this Tana telling us? The Tana is telling us that the Mincha that Yehuda is referring to is the Mincha Silas? Pshita. Mincha Silas, comma, why do I need Simanim for? We know it's the Mincha Silas that Yehuda says of the Seish. Answer the Gemara, Enachanami. The Tana is not telling me Dik Chidushim, Simna Biyama. The Tana is giving me a Simit. When you're chazering what Rabbi Yehuda said, that Rabbi Yehuda said the Mincha Silas, just remember he said the first Mincha. It's a way to remember that he said Mincha Silas. But because it's the first, that's not the reason that it stands out. It stands out strictly because it has no Shem Levi. The Tan is just giving us a simon. Something about it, in the Mishnah we learned that if somebody says, Min HaMincha, take it upon myself to bring a type of a Mincha. Min is a Lashon Yachid, and Mincha is a Lashon Yachid. Min ha-mincha, type of a mincha, he brings one. On the other hand, we also learn in the Mishnah, if he says min minachais, min is a lashon yachid, but minachais is a lashon rabim, being that he said min minachais, he doesn't bring one, but he brings two. This leads us to the shaila, what happens if he says minei mincha, types of one mincha? That's a papa shaila. By the papa, minei mincha. Now, what is the halach over here? He says, I take it upon myself to bring types of a mincha. The word minei is lashon rabim. On the other hand, he sort of reverses himself by using the singular mincha instead of minei minachais. So, minei mincha ma, what is the halacha? Do I say, kiven diyama minei, being that he said types, ta'ati kama, he's referring to two, then we would have to explain what the word mincha means, being that that's a singular lashon. We could explain that. Imai Mincha, what does Mincha mean? Mincha means settle Menachas. How could you do that? Because I see the Kula Menachas Nami. Mincha Mekayin, the Torah refers to all of the Menachas. In the Lashon Mincha, the Chassid, the Pasuk says, V'zois Teiras HaMincha. These are the laws of the Mincha. And then the Torah discusses the laws of all different kinds of Menachas. So all of the Menachas many times are referred to, or at least we see the Torah refers to it, as the Mincha. So Minei Mincha, being that Minei means two, and Mincha could mean several, L'chayra Minei Mincha could mean two Minchas. That is one way of looking at it. Idomar, perhaps, we should work this the other way. Let's assume Kivin D'Yamar Mincha, being that he didn't say types of Minchais, types of Menachais, rather he said types of a Mincha, that word Mincha indicates to us Chad Mincha Kamar. He meant to say one Mincha. So we have to explain his first word. What does he mean, types of a Mincha? Minei, umai minei Mincha. And for the Gemara Hachi Kamar, this is what he means to say. May Minei Mincha, from the many different kinds of Mincha, Chad Mincha Lai, one of those Minchais I will be obligated to bring. So Lamaisa, all he means is to bring one Mincha. So the Gemara Tashma Kamar here, and I will be pushed this Shaila of Minei Mincha. What does he mean? We learned in our Mishnah that if he says Mincha, I take it upon myself to bring a Mincha, mean Mincha, or I take it upon myself to bring a type of a Mincha, Yavi Yachas, he brings one. So L'chayr, it's Mashma from the Mishnah, only because he used the singular in both words, mean Mincha, the type of a Mincha, that's why he brings one. Ha-minei Mincha, but had he said types of a Mincha, had he said minei instead of mean, shtayim, then he would bring two. Dr. Gemara, that's all fine and well, but aim is safe to look at the latter part of the Mishnah. There we learned that if he said minachais, I take it upon myself to bring several minachais, or mean minachais, I take it upon myself to bring several types of minachais. Yavishtein, he brings two. So it's mashma from the Mishnah that the deciding factor between one and two is the word mincha or minchais. That's what makes it either one or two. Mean or minei doesn't seem to change anything. Because again, the Mishnah stresses minachais, or mean minachais, then he has to bring two. Ha-minei, mincha, suppose he would have just used the Lashon minei and then mincha instead of minchais, chada would only be one. So as far as what the implication of this Mishnah is, there is no implication. From the Lashon min, mincha, that he has to bring one, it's mashma, if he said minei, mincha, he would bring two. On the other hand, from the Lashon min, minachais, being that over there he has to bring two, the implication would be minei mincha is only one. Elamiha lek lamashma minei. So you can't bring any rice from this mission. So at this point, Lamaisa, we are left with our Shaila. If he says minei mincha, I take it upon myself to bring different types of a mincha, what do we stress? Do we stress the minei, and he means different types of a mincha, two minachais? And sometimes the Torah refers to many minachais with the term mincha. Or do we look at the word mincha, and we say mincha means one, and minei means he's going to bring one of the different kinds of mincha. Tashma. Min minachais olai. Min is lashon yachid. Minachais means several minachais, lashon rabbi. So what he has to do is yavi shtei minachais meminachid. He brings two minachais of the same min. In other words, we are interpreting min as a lashon yachid and minachais as a lashon rabbi. And there is a meaning over here. Min minachais means two minachais of the same type. However, what makes it two minachais? The fact that he didn't use the Lashon mincha, but he said min minachais. So the implication is, ha minei mincha, had he used the Lashon rabim in his first word, and he said types of a mincha, chad, he would only bring one. Zak de Gemara, no, that isn't necessarily the implication at all. Dilma, perhaps we should understand this as follows. If he said min minachais, using the rabim in his second word, min minachais, then he brings two minchais of one min. Ha minei mincha. But if he used his first word in Lashon Rabim, he said minei mincha, in this case, maybe shtei minachais mishnei minin. Maybe now he has to bring two minachais and two different kinds of minachais. Because minei is a Lashon Rabim, and as explained previously, the word mincha can also mean Lashon Rabim. Because the Torah says, the Zeis Torah ha-mincha, referring to all different kinds of minachais. So once again, we learn over here, min minachais, he has to bring two minachais of the same min. We assume the implication is, but if he said minei mincha, in that case he would only bring one mincha. Zakta Gemara, no. Min minachais, he has to bring two minchais of the same kind of min. But minei mincha, where both could mean Lashon Rabim, he would have to bring two minachais of two different kinds of min. Zakta Gemara, but v'holaitani hachi, we learned the Farish not like that. we learned that if he says min minachais olai, putting the plural on his second word, min minachais, maybe shtei minachais miminech. He brings two minchais of the same min. On the other hand, if he said minei minachais olai, using plural in both words, minei minachais, then, and only then, maybe shtei minachais mishnei minin. Then he brings two minachais of two different minin. So here it's come out the face. Ha minei mincha, chada has to mean one mincha of the different kinds of minim of mincha. That's the only way to understand minei mincha. Because what else could it possibly mean? Two different kinds of minchais? Two different types of minchais? That's minei minachais, using plural in both. Could it mean two minachais of the same min? That's min minachais, dafka the Russian rab minachais. So what's left for minei mincha? It could only mean one mincha of the different kinds of minchais. And then we will push it our shayla. Zak de Gemara, not quite. Enechanami, from this beraisa, minei mincha somehow means only one mincha. But Dilma Hamani Rav Shimoni, maybe this beraisa is Rav Shimon. And only because it is Rav Shimon is it shayach to say such a thing, different types of one mincha. Because according to Rav Shimon, we have a single mincha that is a combination of different types. The Amr, because he says, Mechze chalesi mechze rekikin, yavi. We mentioned before that there are two kinds of minchas mafei taner, in the form of chalas and in the form of rekikin. The Rabbanan say you can't mix the two. Shimon says you can bring half chalas and half rekikin, and it's one mincha. So, memele, you can understand the lashon minei mincha, meaning one mincha, which is the conclusion of this beraisa. Umay minei mincha, what does minei mincha mean? Mincha, the kind of mincha, the yispei trei mini, that has two min in it. According to Rav Shimon, it's possible. You have the one mincha mafi tani, that is half of one type, half chalas and half rekikin. So only according to this shita does the Braisa conclude that minei mincha could possibly mean one mincha. Aval Rabbanan, but according to the Rabbanan, who say that a minchas mafi tani is either all chalas or all rekikin, and you can't have one mincha made up of two types, the Ami, they say mechze chalas or mechze rekikin, if that's what he promises, lo yadi. So perhaps according to them, minei mincha does not mean different types of one mincha. Rather, minei mincha means maybe shtei menachis mishnei minim. Because both minei and the word mincha can mean two. And the braisa, which implies otherwise, is only Rav Shimon. Hayai said this may be somewhat confusing. Let's see the Gemara once more. In our Mishnah, we learned two things. Somebody says, min hamincha, using singular in both of his words. Min hamincha, it's pasha, he only brings one. The implication over here may be that if he used plural in either one of the words, it would be two. Let's take a look, however, at the second halacha in our Mishnah. In the other halacha of our Mishnah, we learned that if he says min minachais, it means two, implying that dafka the minachais makes it two. But minei mincha would not make it two. It's only the second word that could make it two. In any event, the only thing that we have to say in our Mishnah is min hamincha is one, and min minachais is two. Bayer Papa, once again the Gemara. Minei mincha ma. What is the halacha if he says minei mincha, plural with his first word, singular with his second word? Kiven diyamar minei, do I say because he said minei types, tarti kama. What then does he mean with his mincha? Umay mincha, mincha could mean several minchas. V'haraya, the kula minachis nani, mincha mekayin. All of the minachis are referred to as mincha. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, referring to all the minachis, v'zois, tayos, mincha. So, minei mincha could very well mean two. Minei is pasha two, and even mincha could mean two. I don't know, or perhaps, if he says minei mincha, kiven diyama mincha, being that he used the singular mincha instead of minachais, chada mincha kama, he only means to bring one mincha. Umay minei mincha, what does he mean with minei? Types, plural, with his first word, hachi kama. He means to say, may minei mincha, from the various different kinds of mincha that there are, chad mincha lai, one of those I want to bring. Mine mincha. From the different types, I will bring one mincha. So, mine mincha. Is that two, or is it one? Tashma, let's look at the first halacha of our Mishnah. Mincha, or min mincha, using singular in both, yaviach. So it's dafka because he used singular in both. Ha mine mincha. But if he used plural in his first word, mine mincha, shtayin, he would bring two. Name a sefer, but look at the sefer. Minachais, or min minachais, using plural in his second word, min minachais, yavishtayim, that makes it two. So it's dafka the minachais, his second word that makes it two. Ha minei mincha, but if he said minei mincha, using mincha singular and plural in his first word, Chad, he would only bring one. There's no raya one way or another as to what the halacha would be in regard to minei mincha. Tashma, let's try this tana. Min minachais. Min singular, minachais, plural, olai. Yavi shtei minachais, he brings two minachais, mei min echad, from one min. This tana working in both words. Min singular, minachais is the plural, different minachais of one kind of a min, which is fine. But what is the implication? The implication is l'chayra. Min minachais means two different kinds of minchas from one min. But minei mincha, chada, that's only one. As long as he doesn't use minachais, he stays with one mincha. Not necessarily. Dilma, perhaps. Min minachais is two of the same min. Ha minei mincha, but if he says minei mincha, where both words could possibly mean two, minei is pasha two, mincha could also mean two, as we said before, zois tayos ha mincha refers to all the minchas. Maybe in this case, maybe shtei minachais mishnei minin. Don't imply that if min minachais is two minim of the same min, minei mincha is one. Rather imply, min minachais is two minchas of the same min. Minei mincha is two minachais of two different minim. But the Halaitani Achi, we learned Beferish not like that. We learned. Min minachais alai, if he says min minachais, singular in the first, plural in the second, maybe he brings shtei minachais mimin echad. Again, using both of his words literally. One type of two minchas. On the other hand, minei minachais alai, using plural in both words, it is then that maybe shtei minachais mishnei minin. It is only then that he brings two minachais of two minin. Ha-minei mincha chada. But under no circumstances can you have two menaches of two minim by minei mincha. So what then could minei mincha mean? It can't mean two menaches of two minim, because that's only minei menaches, plural in both. It can't mean two menaches of the same min, because that's min menaches. So the only thing left for minei mincha is one mincha of the different kinds of mincha. And for the Gemara now. This conclusion that minei mincha means one mincha of the different kinds of minchas, maybe that only works out according to Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, it's possible to say different types of one mincha. Why? The Yomer, because he says, even though there are supposed to be two categories of mincha mafitane, chalos and rekikin. If somebody says half chalos and half rekikin, that's fine, Yavi, you can bring it. So it makes sense to say minei mincha. Umay minei mincha, different types of a mincha. Mincha, the kind of mincha, the yisbe trei mini, where you have two minim, chalis and rekikin. Avol Rabbanan, but perhaps according to the Rabbanan, the Ami who say that if somebody is menadev mechza chalis, half chalis, and mechza rekikin, lo yavi, he doesn't bring it, because minchas mafitani is only chalis or only rekikin. He can't make it half and half. In that case, there is no such a thing as different types of one mincha. So in this case, if he says minei mincha, perhaps, maybe, shtei menachas mishnei minim. Maybe he does mean two menachas of two minim. Minei means two, and mincha could also mean two. So l'maisa, at least as far as the Chachamim are concerned, we are left undecided at this point as to what a kabbalah of minei mincha could possibly mean. On the one hand, it could mean several menachas, minei meaning plural, and the word mincha can also mean plural, because we see the Torah refers to all the menachas in the Lashon of the Zayis Torah HaMincha. And on the other hand, minei mincha could be a kabbalah, I will bring one of the types of menachas, but he only means to bring one. The Gemara touched on Reb Shimon's shita, and Reb Shimon once again says that a minchas mafeitani is not necessarily exclusively either chalas or rekikin. According to Reb Shimon, it could be a mix, and it doesn't have to be half and half. Any combination of chalas and rekikin adding up to the same number is an appropriate mincha, and it forms one minchas mafeitani. In respect of Reb Shimon's shita, the Gemara now says we have to understand the other halach in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah we learned, Pirashti, somebody says, I specified what kind of a mincha, which one of the five minchas I am going to bring. However, the Ein Yedei Ma Pirashti, I don't remember what I specified. The Alachi is Yavi Chameshtan, so he has to bring all five. Frekti Gemara Mantana. Who is this Tana that would say that in this type of a case, five would be enough? Amra B'yemiya Deloi K'Reb Shimon. Can't be Reb Shimon who says you can bring half chalas and half rekikin. The Eid of Shimon, because according to Reb Shimon, given the Yomer Machzor Chalis Yimachzor Rekikin Yavi, being that it is his opinion that if somebody says I want to bring half Chalis and half Rekikin to form one Minchas Mafitaner, that is all right. In that case, there's going to be a lot more than five over here. because, as explained, Reb Shimon doesn't necessarily say it has to be 5 and 5. It could be any possible combination of chalis and rikikin to form one mincha. Now, this person said, Pirashti, I specified a specific kind of a mincha, but he doesn't remember what he said. So we have to assume every possibility. We can leave no stone unturned. And there are going to be many possibilities, according to Reb Shimon. Now, there is a machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda if minchas come in sets of 10 or they come in sets of 12. So for argument's sake, let's assume the lesser number. Let's assume that minchas come in sets of 10. Now, Inami Sabah look at Reb Yehuda, even if he holds look at Reb Yehuda, who uses the lesser number of 10 rather than 12, the Amar who says, Kol minchas bois etzer, they come in sets of 10, according to Reb Shimon, Ikalas fuke bi arba esrei minchas. We can have a possibility here of 14 different kinds of minchas. If he said, I specified to bring one kind of a mincha and doesn't remember what, in order for us to be sure that he brought every possibility that could be specified, he would have to bring not 5, but 14. Why 14? First of all, Soiles, Machlas, and Marcheshes, the three regular minchas. Now, Minchas Mafi Taner is very complicated. Until now, we were saying Minchas Mafi Taner could be another 2, either Chalis or Rikikin. Now we're saying not another 2, but it could be another 11. How is that? Reb Shimon allows any combination. So who is to say he didn't specify, I'm going to bring a Minchas Mafi Taner, 9 Chalis and 1 Rakik, or maybe 8 Chalis and 2 Rikikin, or 7 Chalis and 3 Rikikin, 6 Chalis or 4 Rikikin, 5 Chalis or 5 Rikikin, 4 Chalis or 6 Rikikin. As long as it adds up to 10, you can have any combination. In addition to the possibilities of all Rikikin or all Chalis, so in this Minchas Mafi Tanir, he would have to bring a set of 11 to make sure you have every possible combination. So it's not 5 Minchas that he has to bring if he's not sure what he specified, rather a sum total of 14. Now even this 14 is, if we assume he holds like a Yehuda who says there's a sum total of 10. If he holds like a Meir who says there's a sum total of 12, so there is an additional 2 Sfakers. And in Eila, there would be 16 possible Minchas he would have to bring. According to the Gersa of the Shita Megabetz over here, that's what the Gemara says. He adds the following words to the Gemara, Zekalshkin, and surely if he holds like a Meir, he's Sabaki of Meir, there's going to be a lot more than 14. Because according to the Meir, you have more combinations possible, being that his Menachis come in sets of 12. So whatever the case may be, being that our Mishnah just says bring 5 if you're not sure what you specified, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, this cannot be Reb Shimon. Lemais, says the Gemara, it is only Rabbi Yirmiyah who says the Mishnah cannot be Reb Shimon. Abaya Mesulatem Reb Shimon. Our Mishnah could come out even according to Reb Shimon. I, according to Reb Shimon, there are a lot more possibilities than 5. Zaktabaya, but Sheminim Reb Shimon, even though Reb Shimon is Machmir in the sense that you can have any combination, but there's a Kula according to Reb Shimon sheet as well. Because it is Reb Shimon's opinion, the Amar, he says, Maisi Umasni. A person could make a condition and bring just 2. According to Reb Shimon, says Abaya, a person does not have to bring every combination possible of chalis and rikikin. Rather, he brings 2 minchas, 1 all chalis and 1 all rikikin. And he makes a condition, and he says, whatever combination I said should be put together from the 2 that I am bringing, and the rest are nedavis. For instance, if I said 5 chalis and 5 rikikin, then out of the 2 minchas that I am bringing, I am technically drawing out 5 and 5, to be my neder, and the other 5 and 5 should be in a dove. As though he's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever I promised I'm bringing, everything is here. The only shail is what the combination is. So Klapashmaya Galya, you know what I said, so take out whatever I said to be the neder, and the rest is in a dove. Now, where does Reb Shimon say this, that such a thing is possible? You don't have to know precisely what you're bringing. Rather, you don't have to know what the proportions are. As long as you bring everything over here, you can let HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick out. In a sense, that's what he's saying. You can klap a shmaya gal, you say, whatever combination I meant should be drawn out of this, and the rest is in a dava. We see Reb Shimon says that the Tanya, for we learned in the Braisa, Reb Shimon says, L'machas nevi ashamay veluga imay. Now, the situation over there is as follows. This is a Teseftin Mesachdas Nazirs, and we have over here an extremely complicated situation, a person who has absolutely no idea where he stands. This person is a Nazir. Now, we know what a Nazir has to do in order to become, once again, Mutar B'yayin and Mutar T'imitamul L'Mesim. However, this person is possibly a Talmudic Nazir. Now, we know what to do for him as well. there is a process for a Nazir Tameh, a bit more complicated, as we'll soon explain, but Lamaisa, there is a conclusive process. However, a Safik Nazir Tameh is a bit more complicated. Now, in addition to that, he is also a Safik Metzaira Mukhlet, a possible Metzaira, possible person that the Kohen confirmed his Tzedas, but then again, he may not be a Metzaira Mukhlet. So if there's anything worse than being a Metzaira, it's the Bina Matzav of a Safik, because the process over here is unclear. And if there's anything worse than that, it is to be a Safik Nazir Tameh coupled with being a Safik Metzaira. So for this person to finally straighten himself out, the final numbers will be, it'll take him 60 days until he can eat Kaddishin, and 120 days until he'll be Mutter Lishtais B'yayin Ulatama L'Nesim, until he removes the Yisurim that apply to Naziris. And the Cheshbon is as follows. The Torah says, if somebody is Vadai, a Nazir Tameh, he was a Nazir and he Vadai became Tameh, the Chayamis Mesal of the Pesach Pisayin, on the seventh day he has to shave his hair. Only after those 7 days, and the subsequent Teglachas, can he begin counting the 30 days which is necessary for the regular Nazirus Tahara. So if he was a Vadai Nazir Tameh, worse comes to worse, he has to wait 37 days. 7 days, then the Teglachas for his Tumah, and then an additional 30 days to count as Nazirus Tahara. Being, however, this person is only a Safik Nazir Tameh, it's not for sure that he's Tameh, he can't make Teglachas at the end of 7 days, because what if he's not Tameh? What if he's a regular Nazir? A regular Nazir is not permitted to cut his hair until after a 30-day period. So he has to wait 30 days, at least, before he can cut his hair for the Nazirus Tumah, and then an additional 30 days for the Nazirus Tahara. So even that is nishgevelach, so to speak. It's just that instead of cutting his hair after 7 days, he can't take the chance, because maybe he's another tar, and he is not permitted to cut his hair until the end of 30 days. So for his two teglachas, instead of 7 and 30, it's 30 and 30. But now the problem is, what about the possibility of him being a Metzaira? The halacha is that if somebody is a Metzaira, the Yimei Tzeratai cannot be counted for the Yimei Naziris. He can only start counting the Naziris after the period of Tzeras. And for Tzeras too, there are two procedures of Teglachas. As soon as the Nega goes away, there is one Teglachas. He then has to wait an additional 7 days, another Teglachas, and on the 8th day, under normal circumstances, he can bring his Asham. Only after he brings the Asham is he permitted to eat Kaddishim. Now, for this person, that 8th day cannot come until the 61st day. Because we look at him and we say, Reb Yid, you cannot cut before the end of 30 days, because you may just be a Nazir Tahar and nothing else. At the end of 30 days, we say, but you may be a Nazir Tameh, who has to cut at the end of 7 days and wait another 30 days. So now you have to wait another 30 days. At the end of the additional 30 days, after 60 have passed already, we say, hold it, you may just be a Metzaira. So these two Teglachos, which you made, and you couldn't make in any shorter time than 60 days because of the possibility of Naziris without the Metzaira. But Lamaisa, after these 60 days, we tell him, maybe those two Teglachas went for the Tzedas. So on day number 61, you're finished with your Tzedas because you had the two Teglachas. You can now bring your Karban Hashem and your Mutter and Kaddishin. But we didn't settle the Naziris at all, because as long as you did not complete the two Teglachas for Tzedas, none of the days count for Naziris. So now you have to start another two Teglachasin for the possibility of Naziris Tumah. And again, he can't do it at the end of 7 days, because being that he's starting now with the Naziris, maybe he's another Tar. So he has to wait 30 days. One Teglachas, maybe you're another Tameh, an additional 30 days. So we have a sum total here of 120 days before he lifts the Naziris, and 60 days before he can eat Kaddishim. Now let's remember, we are discussing this because somehow we are going to show from here that it is of Shimon's opinion that if somebody is mesupik, how many chalis and how many rekikin, what exactly the proportion was, he can bring 10 chalis and 10 rekikin and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you put it together. Whatever proportion of chalis and rekikin I said, whatever combination is supposed to be here, you put it together, and the rest is in a dove. And we see that from this case. Once again, the Tanya we learned in Ebrai, so we are at the bottom of Kuf Hayim and Aleph. Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon says, Lemachras. Lemachras in this case means day number 61. Usually Lemachras is on the 8th day. Usually for a Metzaira, right after the nega, one teglachas, 7 days later, the other teglachas. For this person, lemachlas is at the end of day number 61, given the possibility of naziras and possible naziras toma, he cannot make two teglachas before the end of 60 days. Lemachlas, tomorrow of that day, may the ashamay veluga imay, he brings his carbon asham for a mitzayra, and the lukshan. We turn out to kofayim at base. At this point, at the end of the 60 days, the Yomer, he says, in Mitzayrahu, if I was a Mitzayrah, because we're not sure if he was a Mitzayrah, if I was a Mitzayrah, Zehu Ashamai, the Zehu Lugai. This is his Asham, and this is his Lugshan. Memel, at this point, he lifts the Tzeras off him, all his Surim of Tzeras, he's Mutar Bekarchim, and he has to go another 60 days for the two Teglachas of Naziris before he can lift the Surim of Yayin and the Yisra Tavim Tamil Ames. Now, what happens if he's not a Mitzayrah? How could he possibly bring this Asham if he's only a Sotik Mitzayrah? So it's all part of his condition. He says, if I'm a Mitzayrah, then this Asham and the Lugshan and go for my Tzeras. Vim lav, then Asham zeh yehe shalmi nadava. Then this Asham is just a shalmi nadava. I'm being menadav a carbon shlamin. Now there are certain chumras that the Asham Mitzayrah may have and certain chumras that a regular shlamin would have. We have to assume both stringencies over here, given the possibility of both. Therefore, the Yaisi Asham, this Asham Tan Shchita B'Tzafayin, because any Asham needs Shchita B'Tzafayin. Umatan B'Yainz, you have to take the Dam and put it on Bayan Yadai the Raglai, as is done in the process of the Asham Mitzayra. On the other hand, being that it just may be a regular Shlomim, so we have to have the Smicha, the Nesachim, you have to bring the Nesachim, the Tanufa's Chaz of the Shaykh, and Tanufa has to be made on the Chaz of the Shaykh, because maybe it's a regular Shlomim. Even though a regular shlamim is nechal to anyone for 2 days and a night, this carbon is the nechal lezichri chahuna only to the zichri chahuna liyoyim v'layla, only for 1 day and a night, given that it may be an asham. So we have to assume the stringencies of both. Alkoponim, whatever the case may be, Reb Shimon obviously allows for this kind of a stipulation. I'm not sure what I have to bring. Physically speaking, in a physical sense, whatever I have to bring is here. The shaila is, how do I apply it? So, I'm going to apply the stringencies of both. And you take it for what it has to be. If there's a need over here for Asham Mitzayah, let it be an Asham Mitzayah. If not, it's a regular Karban Shlamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what it's supposed to be. So, if you can do that in regard to the Asham Mitzayah, you can do that in regard to us as well. And therefore, as long as in a physical sense I have the necessary chalas and rikikin over here, but I don't know the proportion, I don't know what I specified, I don't know if I specified 5 chalas, 5 rikikin, all chalas, all rikikin, 9 and 1, 8 and 2, whatever the case may be, a person can make a tanai and say it's all here, whatever is necessary, and the rest is in a dava. So enachanami, even according to Reb Shimon, who says any combination is possible, there is no need for him to bring more than 5 menachos if he's not sure what he specified. Now, there's somewhat of a problem over here, says the Gemara. Because in Masechta Zvachim, we had a case, not of a person who was a Safik Nazir, Safik Mitzayrah, but an ordinary Karban Asham and an ordinary Karban Shlamim that got mixed up, and we're not sure what it is. So the Gemara suggested that let's just bring it, and we'll apply the stringencies of both. We'll apply all the halachis of Asham and all the stringencies of Shlamim, and we'll say a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have over here 2 karbanas. We aren't sure which is the Asham and which is the Shlamim. You take each one for what it is. Now the Gemara says over there that Shimon would only allow that bidiyavid. If they were makar of the carbon, they have to apply the stringencies of both. But lechatchila, they cannot be makar of a carbon if you're not sure what it is. And as soon as the Gemara said that in Masechta Tzvachim, immediately the Gemara asked, what about this person that is the Safik Nazir, Safik Mitzayah? If Shimon allows him to bring his Asham, and to say, if he is a Mitzayrah, it should be the Asham Mitzayrah, and if not, it should be a regular Shlamim, and he allows that Lechatchila, so the Gemara in Zvachim answers that that is Bedafka for this person, that if Shimon made a special Takana with Takune Gavra, this person is in a terrible situation. So Memela, just to give him some leeway, we allow him to bring a carbon at the end of 60 days to lift his Issa to eat Kaddishim, and he brings it all tonight. But under normal circumstances, if nobody is stuck, if nobody is in a situation where there are Yisurim that have to be lifted off him, but we just have an Asham that got mixed up with a Shlamim, then Reb Shimon does not allow Lechatchila to bring it and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take it for what it is. So over here, this person is not stuck with the Mincha. There are no Yisurim on him. It's true, he has to bring the Karban, so you don't know what you promised. Bring every possibility. But Lechayde Reb Shimon should not allow him, in our case, Lechatchila, to bring Chalis and Rekikin and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you combine the proper proportion, the same way he does not allow it Lechatchila when an ordinary Asham gets mixed up with the Shlonim. Tzak the Gemara, the Avol Gav, even though, that when we ask the Kash in the Sechta Zvach, when we asked how could Reb Shimon say over here he can do this Asham Mitzayda Ala Tanai, when Reb Shimon himself says that you cannot lechatchila be makriv an Asham that got mixed up with a shlanim, the Kanafik Ma, the master answered over there, b'shlitas kachin in the sechtes vachin, you answered that Eimad Yomad Reb Shimon, when does Reb Shimon say maisi umasni lechatchila, that you can make a stipulation and say whatever this carbon is, that's what it should be for, and lechatchila this can be done with the kunei gavit. That is only to be masakan a person like this person who is a Safik Nazir, Safik Mitzayah. If we won't allow him to do this, then he's going to have to wait many more days before he can eat kadsha. Avol b'alma, but under normal circumstances, like an Asham that gets mixed up with a Shlamim, or in our case, where he specified a mincha and he's not sure what it is, the Yavidan l'chatchil alot. If the Yavid was makiv the carbon, indeed he has to apply the stringencies of both. He has to have smicha, tenufas chaz of a shaik, it's only nechol, yam v'layla, it may be an Asham, it may be a Shlamim. But l'chatchila, if he comes to ask us, should he be makriv these two karbanis that got mixed up, and apply the stringencies of both Asham and Shlamim, we will tell him, most definitely not. So how can you say over here by the mincha that l'chatchila he can do it? And for the Gemara Hanimili, when do we say that he is only allowed to make the Tanai b'diyavid, but not l'chatchila if it's not a case of l'tikune gavra? That is dafka by the Shlamim that got mixed up with the Asham, because there there's a problem. Gabi Shlanim to come in Mayat Bachilasa. If I have a Safik, I don't know if this animal is an Asham or a Shlanim. If I am to be makavid with the stringencies of both, suppose it is a Shlanim, and the Zman Achila is 2 days and a night. Now that I have to assume it may be an Asham, it is not Nechel El Yom Belayla. And immediately after the Yom Belayla, it turns into Nisa and you have to burn it. So we can have a situation over here where I'm going to burn Kaddishim with the Din Noiser, and the truth is, it's not Noiser at all. Memela, we say, Lechatchila, you can't be Makav a Kayabin under such circumstances, where you are possibly being Memayat the Zman Achila. In regard to the Minchas, that is not a problem, because it doesn't make a difference if it's Chalis or a Kikim, the Zman Achila is the same regardless. Memela, even though in a Hanami we're saying that this Tanai is only Bidi Eved, Hanimili Gabi Shlamin, says the Gemara, become a Nayat Bachilasan, because the Shlamim is Nechal L'shnei Yom V'layla Echad, and the Asham is only L'yom V'layla, to have a L'kachim L'beis Apsul. There is the possibility of bringing Kachim L'beis Apsul Shalai Ka'alacha, because as far as the Asham is concerned, you have to burn it at the end of the day and a night, and that would have an extra day for the Shlamim. Avol Menachas, but in regard to the Menachas, where the Zman Achil is the same anyhow, and by stipulating that it may be Chalis or it may be Rekik, and I am not losing any time, so in this case, I feel lechatchila. Reb Shimon would say you can do it even lechatchila, the same way he allows it lechatchila for the person who is stuck in the suffix of being either a mitzayah or a nazir. And then Ela, once again, Abaye says that our Mishnah, which says he does not have to bring 14 karbanis, every possible combination, could possibly work out even according to Reb Shimon, who allows the various proportions of chalis and rekikin in one mincha. Amalei Reb Papa L'Abaye. The Papa, however, is still not satisfied with Abaye's explanation. Abaye wants to say that our Mishnah, which says that in the case of Pirashti, the Ein Gidei Ma Pirashti, I specified what kind of a mincha I'm going to bring exactly, I don't remember what kind, so I have to bring every possibility. Our Mishnah says he only has to bring 5. Our kasha was, once again, that according to the Pshimin, there is a lot more than 5. According to the Pshimin, you can have any combination of Chalis and Rekikin, as long as it adds up to 10, So if you figure it out, there are 14 possible menachas that he could bring. 11 combinations, in addition to the 3 other menachas. So why does the Mishnah just say 5? So Abaye just told us that even according to the Pshimin, he could bring 10 chalas and 10 rekikin, and say whatever combination over here, I promise that should be my neder, and the rest should be an adav. According to the Pshimin who says Machza Chalis or Machza Rekikin Yabi, that a person can bring half Chalis and half Rekikin, or for that matter, any combination of Chalis or Rekikin, provided that it adds up to 10. And you're telling me now that that is Pshat in our Mishnah. He brings the 10 Chalis and 10 Rekikin, and he says, whatever combination I said should be drawn from this, Klapishmayagali, and that should be my carbon as a neder, and the rest is an adav. How can you do this? How can I see a Sarin Echad Mishnei Asarin. It turns out he's bringing one Asarin from two Asarinites, V'lugachod Mishnei Lugin, and one Lug of Shemen from two Lugin. When he was originally Mekabel upon himself to bring a Mincha, he was Mekabel to bring one Asarin and one Lug Shemen, which is the normal amount for a Mincha. Assuming he may have meant a combination of Chalitz and Rikikin, so the structure of his original Kabbalah was for to take one Asarin and one Lug Shemen and to divide them into Chalitz and Rikikin. Ultimately, what he's doing over here, according to this Tanai, is he's bringing 10 Chalitz and 10 Rikikin, taking two Asarinis, two Lugi Shemen, and combining them for the proper combination of Chalitz and Rikikin. So in a sense, it's just the opposite of what he promised. He promised one Asarin to be divided into Chalitz and Rikikin, and he's taking from two Asarinis and making it into one. And for the Gemara, that's not a problem. Shemina Leilid Abshimin Diyamar, we have heard of Abshimin that he says, Im Hevi Asarin Echad Mishnei Asarinis. If somebody brings one Asarin from two Asarinis, or V'lug Echad Mishnei Lugin, Yatzi, he is Yaitza. Abshimin says, under ordinary circumstances, somebody brings a Mincha, he knows what Mincha he's supposed to bring. And instead of bringing one Asarin, he brings two Asarinis. Instead of bringing one Lug Shemin, he brings two Lugin. And he says, half of one Asarin and half of the other Asarin should come out and be my promise, and the rest should be an Adava. Shimon says he is Yaitz if he does this. Rashi says we don't know where this Shimon is, but Akulpanim, the Gemara has him recited, Shimon says that. So our case is no worse than that. And Hanami promised one Asarin to be divided into Chalitz and Rikikin, so he's bringing two Asarinis. And he says the Nedah should be combined from both Asarinis. The rest should be an Adava. That is valid according to Shimon. Fact the Gemara, a technical problem. He's bringing 10 Chalitz and 10 Rikikin, and somehow Klapashmaya Galya, he wants it to be combined. Whatever proportion he said should be combined for his Kabbalah, and the rest should be an Adava. What happens with the Kmitza? Umik Mitzhechi Kamitz. How does he make the Kmitza? Every Mincha needs its own Kmitza. Now, he's taking over here two separate Minchas, and he wants to combine them. So how do you work the Kmitza? How does he work out to have the one Kmitza for his Kabbalah out of these two sets of Minchas? One is Chalitz and one is a Kikin. And for the Gemara, it's not a problem. He's going to make two separate kmitzas, one from the Chalitz and one from the Rikikin. And he's going to make a Tanai. Imas Nidiyama, he will stipulate and he will say, I Chalitz l'chadayu v'rikikin l'chadayu amri, if I specified that I will bring all Chalitz or all Rikikin. So there's a kmitzah me Chalitz. The kmitzah that I made from the Chalitz, lihaviyah Chalitz, that should be for the Chalitz. And the kmitzah me Rikikin, the kmitzah I am making from the Rikikin, lihaviyah Rikikin, that should be for the Rikikin. What happens, imechza rikikin, imechza chalitz amri? If I said, if my original Kabbalah was to have five rikikin and five chalitz, so I have to combine over here from both sets. So what he does is, while he's taking the kmitza from the chalitz, he makes an additional stipulation. And he says, what I'm taking now from the chalitz should be for the chalitz and for the necessary rikikin. And while he's taking it from the rikikin, he says it should be for the rikikin and for the necessary chalitz. Whatever the combination is, out of each kmitza that he's taking, he has in mind it should be for both. The kokemitza mechalitz, when he takes the kaimitz from the chalitz, he says, lihevi amechza chalitz amechza rikikin. I have in mind this kaimitz should be for whatever chalitz or whatever rikikin are necessary out of both sets. The kokemitza mechalitz, when he takes the kaimitz out of the rikikin, he makes the same stipulation. And he says, I have in mind that this kmitza I'm taking from the Rikikin shouldn't only work for the Rikikin, but it should work for whatever I need from the Chalitz and the Rikikin. We have the Amechza Rikikin, Umechza Chalitz. Assuming that he said half and half. Fact the Gemara, how can you do that? How can you take one for the other, one and say part is for this and part is for that? There is a special kind of a kmitza for a combined Chalitz and Rikikin carbon. What one has to do when he brings Chalitz and Rikikin in one carbon is to sort of mix it, take the chalitz and the rikikin, mix it into one keli, roll it together, and to take one kmitza from both. The halach is you have to take one kmitza from a mixture of the chalitz and the rikikin. We go now to the top of Kuvavim and Aleph, whereas over here, the kakamitz mechalitz and rikikin, he's taking a kmitza from the chalitz on the rikikin, umei rikikin a chalitz, and a kmitza from the rikikin on the chalitz. But that's not how the kmitza works. The kmitza has to be a fistful of a combined mixture of chalitz and rikikin, and that's not what he's doing. And for the Gemara, according to Reb Shimon, it doesn't have to be a combined mixture. Shemina le Reb Shimon di Yamar, im kametz biyadei miyechad al shneyem, yatsa hi is yaitza. We learned previously, and that's ayin heyem et alf. But Enoch Hanami, the right thing to do, according to Reb Shimon, when you're bringing a combined chalitz and rikikin mincha, is to mix the chalis and rikikin together and to take one kmitza, which is a fistful of the mixture. However, and once again, let's see the Gemara inside. If he tries to make a kmitza of the mixture, but he looks into his hand and he came up with a fistful of only chalis or rikikin, so it's all part of one carbon. So in our case, he's doing the same thing. He has a set of chalais, a set of rikikin. He takes from the chalais, and he says this kmitza should apply itself to whatever necessary chalais and the rikikin that are part of his kabbalah. He is yaitzer the carbon, even though this may not be the lechatchiladik way to do kmitza in a half chalais, half rikikin mincha. The lechatchiladik way is to mix a fistful of both chalais and rikikin, but seif, we are yaitzer from one on another. So again, we can maintain that our Mishnah works out according to Rav Shimon, and there is no need for additional menaches. He brings a full set of chalis and a full set of rikikin, takes the kmitza from both, and while taking the kmitza from both, he is mechaving that if his neder was half and half, the kmitza should be chal for whatever proportion of chalis or rikikin that are necessary for the mincha that he promised. Now the Gemara deals with one more problem. The mincha comes with a luk shemen. Now, in regard to chalis, the luk shemen goes into the chalis. In regard to rikikin, the luk shemen is nimshach a little on the rikikin, and the rest goes to the kayan. Previously, we learned that if he's bringing a mincha which is half chalis and half rikikin, so here the extra oil does not go to the kayanim, rather it all goes into the chalis. Now, when this person is going to bring his 10 rikikin, what does he do with the extra oil after he is nimshach the rikikin? Does he pour it into the chalis because maybe it's mechza chalis or mechza rikikin? Or does he give it to the kayhanim because maybe his kabbalah was for all rikikin? How can he possibly work it to satisfy both possibilities? So, like the Gemara behoyikin leiser shaman, what is he supposed to do with the extra oil? The imechza chalis imechza rikikin amar, if his initial promise was for half chalis and half rikikin, meiser shaman machzir lechalis. The extra oil is supposed to go back into the chalis. On the other hand, ikula rikikin amar, if his kabbalah was for an all rakik mincha, meiser shaman nechol kayhanim. So how can he bring over here the rikikin and stipulate either it's all rikikin or it's to be combined with the chalais? What do I do with the oil? The oil goes in two different directions depending on what his kabbalah is. And for the Gemara, according to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, there is no problem. The Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says, M'shem Reb Shimon, that in regard to a mincha which is half chalais and half rikikin, you don't pour the extra oil back into the chalais. Rather, Meishchan kimin ki, you are Meishach them, you anoint them in the form of the Greek letter ki. So being that he holds even in regard to mechza chalis and mechza rikikin, it goes to the kayhanim, there's no problem, because mimanafshach. If it's all rikikin, the extra oil goes to the kayhanim, and even if it's half and half, it goes to the kayhanim anyhow. So lemaisa Abaye's suggestion has survived. Our Mishnah could work out according to Reb Shimon. There's no need for extra menaches. He brings one set of chalis and one set of rikikin, and he stipulates that whatever he said should be part of this kabbalah. Either all chalis, either all rikikin, or a combination, somewhere in here, he has his promise.